This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 through 5. We're going to speed it up here. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 through 5. It says, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous," here we go, "boasters," look what's next, "proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce-breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away." So what we see here is we see that the world loves pride. The world loves themselves. And the Bible tells us that in the last days, men shall be lovers of their own self. They don't care about anybody else. It's all about them. Now, I want you to think for a minute. There is a huge movement going on, and we know it. It's called pride, gay pride. The world has jumped on this bandwagon. And I'm telling you, it is a slap in our face as Christians when we join this bandwagon of the world. It's coming from the world. It's coming from our government. It's coming from our corporations. And I'm telling you, it is even coming from some of the churches today. They're talking about pride. Isn't that ironic? It is the very thing that God hates, and you call a movement pride. Wow. Don't you get it? They're doing this right in our face. And what are we as Christians doing? We are falling along and not doing what God says. God says He hates pride, but yet it is being pushed down our throats saying pride. And then we see that they even take the symbol of the rainbow and take it as their own. When the symbol of the rainbow was given to us to let us know that God wouldn't destroy the world by water again. It was a symbol of peace and hope. But they have taken it and claimed it as pride. The very thing God hates and the very thing God resists. Now, what is the result of pride? Well, it's pretty simple. Proverbs 11, verse 2. Proverbs 11, verse 2. Here's the results of pride. It says, "When pride cometh, then cometh shame. But with the lowly is wisdom." So whenever pride comes, there's going to be some shameness. Because people are going to look at you when you're seeing all this stuff that you can do and you really can't do nothing. It's going to be a shame. Just look at you. Saying all the stuff that you can do, what you've done. And it's all about you. The Bible says when pride cometh, it bringeth forth shame. You ever seen anyone that has pride? Pride will keep you from some things that God wants to bless you with. I've seen people have pride and won't forgive. God is telling them clear as a bell to forgive. But their pride, they hurt me, what they've done to me, never thinking about God or the other person that's having a problem.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.